And welcome back to Flat Baroque and our presentation of Gaetano Donizetti's Roberto Devereux. And we find ourselves now in Act Two at the Great Hall of Westminster, where Queen Elizabeth approaches Cecil to find out what has been decided. Cecil declares that the sentence is death. The Queen, asking Raleigh why the whole process took so long, learns that Robert had a shawl in his possession which he resisted giving over. It is handed to her. Nottingham enters and pleads for Robert's life, insisting that he is innocent, but the Queen continues to describe how she knows that Robert has been unfaithful and, when he is brought in, confronts him, showing him the scarf. Nottingham sees it as well and recognizes it. Furious, he declares that he will have vengeance. And while at the same time Elizabeth offers Robert his freedom if he reveals the name of her rival, he refuses, and she signs the death warrant, announcing that a cannon shot will be heard as the axe falls. Nottingham fumes that the axe is not a suitable punishment. Here we are now at Act Two, Roberto Devereux.
Possente, il duca vivamente lo difese, ma in van. Recarti deve la sentenza e lì stesso.
Ed era
morte.
Regina!
Ma accorta allontanarsi, richiamata in breve.
dal palagio suo non fe ritorno, è sorto il nuovo giorno.
Segui.
Fu disarmato, e nel cercar se criminosi folli nelle vesti chiudesse, i miei seguaci vider che in sentierava serica sciarpa. Comandai che tolta li fosse, dirò che meraglia ascolta, e li avampando pria gridò, strapparmi vedo poi il cor del petto. Del conte la repulsa fu vana,
e quella sciarpa
eccola.
Cifre d'amor qui veggio.
Tua crudele cuore della morte. Sì, regina, ti chiedo la morte.
Un momento, un momento, fatale.
And welcome back to Flat Baroque in our presentation of Gaetano Donizetti's Roberto Devereux. We are now at Act 3, Scene 1 in Sarah's apartments. Alone, Sarah receives Robert's ring along with a letter from him, and in it he tells her to take the ring to Elizabeth and beg for mercy. Before she can leave, Nottingham arrives and reads the letter. Although she protests her innocence, he prevents her from leaving, and they both hear the funeral march for Robert as he is led to the tower, and Nottingham leaves to exact his revenge on Robert, and she faints. In scene two, at the Tower of London, in his cell, Robert ponders as to why it appears that his ring has not been received by the Queen, but he refuses to betray Sarah, and when Cecil arrives at the door of the cell, it is not to free Robert but to take him to his execution, and Robert is led away. And at scene three, at the Great Hall of Westminster, Elizabeth is mournful about the pending death of her lover and wonders why Sarah is not there to give her comfort. Cecil arrives and announces that Robert is on his way to the block, and Sarah arrives disheveled. She gives Elizabeth the ring, along with confessing her guilt at being the Queen's rival. In vain, the Queen tries to stop the execution, but they hear the cannon announcing Robert's death. After Nottingham has arrived, Elizabeth demands to know why he prevented the ring from being brought to her, and he replies, "Blood I wanted and blood I got." Elizabeth is haunted by the headless corpse of Robert and longs for her own death, announcing that James VI of Scotland, the son of Queen Mary of Scots, will be king. Alone, she kisses Robert's ring. And here we are now at Act 3, Roberto Devereux.
Porre e richiede e scongiura.
Vengo. Roberto scrisse.
Per loro impavido, sfidato a fani e mani.
misero. D'amico e la consorte
ogni lacrima. ed ancora la tremenda porta non si dischiude. Un riopresagio tutto m'ingombra di terror le vene. E quella gemma è degno, sicuro a me di scampo. Uso mirarla in campo, io non temo la morte, io viver solo tanto desio che la virtù di Sara adisco le par mi basti. Giorni miei servo al tuo brando, tu svenarmi dei. Suon per l'aria cieca. Si dischiudono le porte. Alla grazia. morte. Ora in terra sventurata, più sperar non dei pietà, ma non resti abbandonata, abbi un giusto ed ei mudrà. Sì, sì.
Thank you. regno al supplizio s'incammina.
Cielo, al supplizio?
Sì.
Ne diede qualche premio dal ricorso alla regina.
Nulla diede.
È grata. Ma cos'è adesso? Si venga.
È la duchessa.
Yeah.
What came first, the music or the misery? People worry about kids playing with guns or watching violent videos, that some sort of culture of violence will take them over. Nobody worries about kids listening to thousands, literally thousands of songs about heartbreak, rejection, pain, misery, and loss.
Tune in Sundays at 8 p.m. right here at CFRC 101.9 FM for Orchestral Maneuvers After Dark with me, DJ Squared, for sad and happy new and vintage new wave, punk, post-punk, indie pop, and electronic beats. Hit us up on Instagram at CFRC Music or our website at CFRC for song requests. See you there.
Did I listen to pop music because I was miserable? Or was I miserable because I listened to pop music?
CFRC is stoked to partner with KPP Concerts on an awesome summer lineup. On June 27th, be sure to catch Long Range Hustle and Psychobilly legends Reverend Horton Heat on June 28th. On July 3rd, check out alt-country legend Fred Eaglesmith, followed by folk punk legend Billy Bragg on July 5th. Emo is alive and well on July 8th with Arms Length and Mo Kenny come to town on July 9th. Hip-hop pioneer Souls of Mischief are here on July 21st, and we'll get some hardcore action with Spaced on July 23rd. Amen Monica brings Arabic Jazz to Kingston on August 7th, and finally, August 9th, you can see Lucero Ben Nichols. For tickets and full information on these and other awesome shows, visit kppconcerts.com.
Hello, tis I, DJ Tangent, host of CFRC's Numbers with Wings. I have good news, at least I think it is. Jesse has given me another hour, so my show will now go from 1 p.m. till 3 p.m. on Sundays. So now you'll have 2 hours of songs, stories, tangents, and local